Live, this is WLND Signal Mountain, Chattanooga.
Health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and so much more. Welcome to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake, a production of Whitfield Media Group, with your hosts, Ed Jones, owner of Nutrition World, and Dr. Christopher Green, board-certified medical doctor.
Good morning and welcome to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial, 98.1 The Lake. Thank you for taking your time to join us. We are a radio show that's all about your health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and healthy living. I'm Ed Jones, owner of Nutrition World here in Chattanooga, and joining me is Dr. Christopher Green, board-certified medical doctor, CHI Memorial. And good morning, Dr. Green.
Good morning, Ed. Good morning to all of our intrepid listeners. It's great to be with you guys here again today and with you, Ed, as well. And great to continue to be working with CHI Memorial. You know, I think we're going to talk later about this, but I'm very, very pleased that this last week we have finally opened the Mary Ellen Locher Breast Cancer Center Radiology in the ground floor of the same building that I'm in, 4700 Battlefield Parkway. Fantastic CHI. Well done. And I'm still hoping one day we will get to that nice hospital, the 60-bed facility in the parking lot. That's, you know, a little bit on hold because of all the crazy in the world right now. But you know what? It's only on hold indefinite. That's a pause, and it will be back and will break ground and do that. CHI is determined to do that. Still working with fantastic other people in town, including Benchmark Physical Therapy. Thank you guys for all you do. And also with LHC Group, that's Louisiana Healthcare. Work with them in home health with Home Care Solutions, Ringgold and Dalton. Great job. And also Heartlight Hospice of Dalton. And, you know, all of these, Ed, it's incredible that from a medical standpoint, all of these are continuing to grow. CHI, we are flourishing. We're so busy, we don't know what to do, which is fantastic. That's exactly what you need. I think my dad used to say he liked to walk in the office and have people hanging from the rafters, which is not exactly what I want, but you know, just very busy is good. And physical therapy, home health, hospice, you know, still doing a great job. And of course, that hospice, a great ministry. From a CHI standpoint, they want you to remember that even in this pandemic, you know, things happen. Bones get broken, heart attacks happen. But given the times, you may still be hesitant to go to the ER, but you don't need to be. At CHI Memorial, we want to reassure you that we have taken the extra precautions to keep our emergency room safe. Our measures include mandatory face masks, advanced sanitizing, and social distancing. And you know, guys, we do this in the office as well, so you do not need to worry coming in. This pandemic can stop a lot of things, but it can't stop us from being here for you. CHI Memorial Emergency Room, visit www.memorial.org. And don't forget all of our fine primary care offices out there. We are there for you and have all of the procedures we need to do to keep you safe, even though we're not walking in fear, are we, Ed?
Not one single step. And you said that the virus does not stop your business, and but what it does stop is common sense, it seems, in some percentage of the population. The viruses, I think they've got a different virus, and it's something that is causing them to be very reactive and very aggressive. You know, I was a young police officer here in Chattanooga. At 21 years old, I joined the Chattanooga Police Officers and loved my short few years. I really grew up seeing the reality of some of the harsh things of life and some of the other really great things. But I remember being I really got a little bit of power hungry, like a lot of people do when they first get to have a badge. Well, guess what? People today have been given a badge, and they've almost like they feel like they have a gun and a bulletproof vest, and that's with their voice. And for some reason, they seem to be able to attack other people who aren't quite following the same philosophy that they do. And of course, we know what it's revolving around. I am not sitting here saying we should not wear a mask. I think mask does lower velocity of air. There's no doubt, which means that your breath will go out for maybe 1 foot instead of four, especially if you cough or sneeze. But this whole economic crisis that we're close to, I'm making a list, Dr. Green, on my phone of every single day that I'm sitting here watching or listening to businesses that are announcing with such sadness that they're closing. And
did you see the one this week that's down? You know, we talked about my friend Michael that has the Comedy Catch last week. Did you see who is closing right beside him? That was this weekend. Yeah,
Songbirds.
Love that place. And they employ, there's a good jazz singer that's a drug rep, Robin Grant. She goes there and performs. And a lot of other good groups go there. It's a great place.
It is. And what happened on Facebook is the people were really, really brokenhearted. And I've salsa danced in there before. We had a special event maybe a year and a half, 2 years ago, two and a half. And just a magical place. And so they on the Facebook, you know, they were all talking about it. And I came on and I rarely comment on people's comments. But I said, it is sad because there's too much hysteria, especially in the downtown area, that is creating this situation where businesses may not make it. And I said, if we could just understand the truth of this, which is the immune system is really key. If we could reduce obesity and boost immune systems and do common sense, we wouldn't be in the boat we are. I got attacked like I had said something that was criminal and attacking different groups of people or something. It was beyond belief. I literally had to turn my phone off because I could not stop looking at it. And I did not get into the argument. I simply backed away. But so it's almost like my young police officer days where I thought I was immune and I was powerful and I could say and do whatever I wanted. And today it seems that there's a lot of people out there with that same chip on their shoulder almost. And it's just not fair. It's just not fair.
And, you know, we have to remain calm. Use calm voice and try to dispel all that idiocy that is out there, because there are a lot of people. It's almost become a religion, and I haven't figured it out. You know, but I went down there and went to Stir, dropped by and visited the Comedy Catch. I mean, it's been a few weeks ago, visited Songbirds. And I was walking around thinking that day, weeks ago, what a shame it would be if these places are not here anymore. I really didn't think Songbirds would go. I just didn't.
I know. And I was at Southern Star eating 2 days ago, which I really like Southern Star, the good home cooking. There's probably six of us in there at 11:20. All in the years past, there would have been, you'd had to wait 20 minutes to get a table at 11:20. And I don't know, you know, they cannot be paying bills, but hopefully there will be a turn before long. I continue to say this. I don't think we're going to make a turn until three things happen. The election is over, because some of this is politically driven. Secondly, until we see some true numbers that herd immunity is increasing, perhaps. Thirdly, the vaccine is brought to market, which I won't take, but it will calm the fears of people. So those three things might. But the other restaurants or other places, okay. Palms. I used to go dancing at Palms. Everyone who grew up here in Chattanooga, who single people, who really was into the bar scene or the dance scene, knows what Palms is. I went by last Friday and I saw these cars and didn't know why they were there early, and it was their last night. And then there's a store on Gunbarrel Road called Catherine's. They're going out of business. A clinic called Pulse Clinic's going out of business. Someone told me yesterday Barnes & Noble's announced they are closing at the mall. That was from a customer, not from me walking in.
Well,
so there's
not.
Five places right. No, it was pretty accurate sounding. So, and the thing is, you know, the CDC came out 2 days ago and said, well, now, you know, we're changing a little bit of these suggestions. Now, you know, you don't have to quarantine unless you've been within 6 feet of someone who had COVID for 15 minutes.
Well, you know, there is so much fear. I ended up having a nurse come to me. I got to be careful with what I say. But let's just say her concern was that perhaps I had allowed people with COVID exposure in. And it was simply someone who was in the general vicinity, within maybe 100 feet of someone, and no exposure, and everyone was distanced and wearing masks. Mm-hmm. And I remember I had to stop the nurse and say, this person had zero exposure. None. Mm-hmm, zero. Mm-hmm. And I had to explain to her again, but she was also frightened. But you have to dispel that fear and use a little logic, and for us, a little bit of science to reassure them. It's great that she's thinking about those things to be safe, but you know, the fear, just like we talked about, I think, last week, that older lady who pepper sprayed the gentleman who was having a picnic, because it turns out picnic meal with his family is what the news reporter went and read it. You know, and I've checked into that, at least according to my police patients. That was assault. She assaulted him, and that was a crime, but yet it seems to be diminished because they say, well, she was scared of that. She saw him across the park not wearing a mask. You know, I just don't understand that level of not only fear, but fear that is then, like you said on Facebook, it is generating an anger.
Absolutely. And quickly, I'm so disappointed in WTVC TV. Here was the headline 2 days ago. Keep in mind, whoever wrote this has an agenda. There is no other way. You can't do this and think you can call yourself a professional.
This was on the news.
It was on Facebook from WTVC TV.
Okay, all right.
Official for Georgia's largest public school district says that more than 250 reported testing positive for COVID or possibly exposed to it. That there's two different things there. Was 250 reporting testing positive or exposed? The or means there could have been one person positive and 249 possibly exposed. We're all possibly exposed.
Well, just like on ABC News, I don't know, 3-4 nights ago, they brought up some study, and I think it was from Hopkins, but they said there was a study from, and I'm going to pick on Hopkins, sorry Hopkins if it wasn't you, from Johns Hopkins that said that in a worst case scenario, here are the deaths we might see in 6 months. And I thought, you know what? Why do you need to talk about that on the world news? It generates fear without even being a fact. It is a theory. And, you know, it's an interesting thought, but, you know, that kind of thought should be the intellectuals at the CDC and you, Samrit, to talk about and figure out what to do about. It's not something to give to the public, to me, and induce mass panic.
Walter Cronkite would have never done that.
I think you're right.
Well, it's time to take a break. When we come back, we'll be having a cool guest here from Memorial. And with that, plus more to come. For Dr. Green, I'm Ed Jones, so stay with us.
You're listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake. We'll be back after these messages. Welcome back to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back and thank you for making us a part of your day. If you're always on the move, download the free radio.com app to your smartphone or tablet and keep us tuned in on 98.1 The Lake. We are a radio show that's all about your health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and healthy living. I'm Ed Jones, owner of Nutrition World here in Chattanooga, back with my partner, Dr. Christopher Green, and we've got an exciting guest this morning, Dr. Rallett from CHI Memorial. He's Chief of Radiology. Welcome to Vital Health Radio, my friend.
Good morning. Thanks, guys.
We are kind of excited to hear and listen to you talk about a new imaging center CHI Memorial is opening or has just recently opened, like in the past days. Tell us more about that, if you will.
Sure. So on Monday the 3rd, just this past week, CHI Memorial opened a outpatient imaging center there at the 4700 Battlefield Parkway Medical Office Complex right there on the first floor. And at that location, we're now offering most modalities, including regular routine x-rays, CT scans, MRI, ultrasound, and then we also have the Mary Ellen Loker Breast Center located there as well, which offers both regular traditional 2D and as well as 3D tomosynthesis mammography, breast ultrasound, and we offer breast MRI and DEXA scan imaging for bone density.
Wow, that's great. And so you just got that open, and tell me exactly if, like, I don't know exactly where you're talking about it is. Tell us how someone like me would get there.
Sure. So if you're approaching on Battlefield Parkway from the interstate, it's just a mile or two down on the left-hand side in the large medical office building that is across the street from the newly opened Tennessee Oncology Center and the Center for Sports Medicine. And we're right there on the ground floor. So right when you go in the front door, we're right there on the left-hand side.
Well, I will tell you this. I'll speak for our group. We are so glad to have you there. Thank you for opening.
Well, thank you. Yes, we're excited to be there. It's been a long time coming. It's pretty sweet that we get to now be in the North Georgia community in addition to having outpatient imaging at the Imaging Center in Ottawa, and then also offering it in Hickson, and then, of course, downtown at the Glenwood.
And let me toot your horn a little bit. You know, a lot of people, when they open up, have growing pains. So your place looks fantastic. I think you have extended hours. I walked down there two nights ago and took a look, and everybody was so nice to me. And I have not heard one glitch with anyone scheduling anything at all this entire week. And that's incredible. We've gotten everything back so fast. So we're going to be spoiled real quick, so keep it up.
Thanks. I'm glad to hear it. Yes, we are open 12 hours a day, Monday through Friday, from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. And then on weekends, we have a morning window where you can come in and get imaged as well from 8 in the morning to 11 to try to overlap some with actually y'all's office up there, upstairs. And, yeah, we've been fortunate that we've been able to hit the ground running this week, and we're looking forward to expanding, our services a little bit. We've got some room to grow potentially, and then we are looking forward to working, especially with our the CHI Memorial Breast Care Associates. You know, there's three young female surgeons, Betsy Washburn, Nicole Walker, and Tequila Williams, that are sort of the core backbone of breast surgery at CHI Memorial, and they're rotating through that office building in that space, so we're able to work more directly with them in that location as well.
Yeah, that's fantastic. We're so excited about that. Ned, I think we had Dr. Williams on our show a while back, what, a month ago perhaps? So
I believe you're right.
Yeah, so we're excited about that as well. All of our patients are, so the more we spread the news, the more patients we're going to get, but that's fantastic. I'm still hoping. We were talking on the first segment about the fact that we still hope CHI is going to build that 60-bed hospital in the parking lot, so we'll see. But, you know, it got put on hold indefinitely with coronavirus, so hopefully that will come back sometime soon, and that will be fantastic for the North Georgia community as well.
Yeah, you're right. It is. I saw some of the renderings pre-COVID, late last 2019, and that looks like a great option for that area and really right on the end of that building. So we are hopeful as well that that will ultimately come to fruition. Our imaging center will hopefully be able to just sort of blend into the hospital setting. We'll have to figure out exactly how to handle in versus outpatients, but it's a great start for us in that physical space, and we look forward to hopefully being able to open up a hospital there as well.
Well, on a bit of a tangent, you know, I was able to walk down there, anybody in the building can, and just take a quick look, but I was hearing something about a virtual tour with maybe even some prizes you guys are setting up. What's up with that?
Yeah, so due to the COVID-19 pandemic, we couldn't really do a typical grand opening of a new facility like we had hoped, so CHI Memorial marketing folks have put together a virtual tour, and so anyone is welcome to jump online at memorial.org/parkway, and you can take a virtual tour of the new facility anytime during the month of August, starting now. And at the completion of that tour, you'll have a chance online to register to win some Apple products, I believe, and or gift cards.
Fantastic.
Well, I've been operating Nutrition World for 42 years this January, and I certainly hear a little bit different maybe communication from the public because I am in a different field totally. But so many people who come and speak to me and ask me questions don't have insurance. What does a person do who may want to desire some of your services? How does that work?
Yeah, that's a great question. You know, the center is certainly open to anyone. You don't have to already have a physician in the CHI Memorial system to come and have your imaging done. But, you know, I would probably encourage those that are un- or underinsured to, you know, first work with whoever may be ordering their imaging exam to see if they have any pathways through the referring physician office. And then the next step is probably to reach out directly to the imaging center itself and to talk to them about what may be available in terms of financial assistance. You know, CHI is a pretty large organization. They've got a lot of outlets and avenues for trying to work with folks that are either underinsured or completely uninsured.
Well, that's interesting. So would tell us about how people could contact you or that number or the website so that they can have more information, please.
Sure. So the main imaging center is at 4700 Battlefield Parkway there in Ringgold. And if you're looking to have an imaging study done, you know, the main phone number to the center is, it's area code at 423-495-7678. And more specifically, if you're looking to have some breast imaging scheduled, either mammogram or diagnostic mammogram and ultrasound, to schedule a mammogram, you would call 495-4040. And also where you are, again, available online on the internet at memorial.org/parkway.
Well, that's awesome information, and it's exciting to hear about it. Despite all the craziness of the world, you got everything open, and it sounds like, at least especially from Dr. Green's standpoint, it's running with all cylinders.
Yeah, I think so. I was there for the first 3 days this week. We had a good number of patients coming through from all sorts of referring providers, not just in that office building, but throughout the North Georgia community.
Nice.
And we look forward to building those relationships with those referring physicians.
Well, it sounds like you got all of Chattanooga covered now, don't you? All four sections.
We hope so. We're always looking and strategizing about where maybe the next best place to go to reach out.
Well, I have to give whoever is in charge credit, because I am a lifelong entrepreneur businessman, and the fact that you're willing to be open 12 hours and give at least a half a day on a weekend says that someone is forward thinking, because these businesses who think we should bend around their schedules are foolish to me. And especially during these kind of times, it's time to reach out to people, not have them reach out to you. And I give Memorial a lot of credit for being able to be flexible and helpful to people who have busy lives and busy schedules. So thank you very much for that, doctor, and thanks for all the information. It'll be valuable to the right people at the right time.
I have a question. I probably wasn't paying close enough attention, so let me ask again. It may be of interest to other people as well. Did I hear you say Saturday hours?
Yes, we will be open Saturday, 8 to 11 a.m.
That is so fantastic. I mean, we're not used to that. And those are certainly, from a primary care standpoint, those are not the usual radiologist hours and days that I'm accustomed to.
Sure.
Yeah, that's fantastic.
Well, thank you, my friend. And hopefully, if you're ever by Lee Highway, come in Nutrition World and ask for me. I'd love to meet you, okay?
All right. Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
You know, if anybody's there getting imaging and does need a primary care doctor, really anybody else, CHI, you know, this building is full of CHI employees. So there's plenty of choice. Just they can run upstairs and find a doctor. Come on.
Come on. All right. And then when they get ready for some nutrition, they can go find Nutrition World on Lee Highway.
Right? Yeah, I almost feel like we need to start a little bit of an outlet down there, Ed. What do you think?
I'm too old and too tired, brother.
All right.
I got 6 days a week where I am is all I can handle. I do want to talk next segment about school openings. I have really kind of studied that a lot. I know that last week the CDC director was being interviewed by Good Morning America, and she was speechless, because he said, I will be more than happy to send my 11 grandchildren back to school because the risk is low and staying home is not a good thing. And I love that, because she did not expect that answer. I also have posted several things, so studies from CDC and other reputable or recognizable agencies that are also in agreement with that.
Well, I will say this last week, even though we're following all the precautions that we have to do, I would say it easily 85% of the patients were completely free of fear. They just weren't worried about it. They're
really
taking the precautions, but you could tell they've started to realize what is real information, what is disinformation, and how to be safe, and they're just living their lives and doing that. And by the way, I did notice down in your radiology center that they even had the either glass or plexiglass shields. It's made. I haven't seen many places that are new construction made for coronavirus, but this one was already prepared for that. Right. It was well done.
Well, and that's nothing wrong with that, because it helps everything with everything.
But most look just like they rigged it at the last minute.
Yes,
and this looks neat. So I have to give you kudos for that, too. I forgot to say that.
Wow.
It looked nice, not just a second thought.
Not rigged.
Yes.
Yeah, like rigged, like Nutrition World. I hate to even think of how we looked.
I was not pointing my fingers at you, Ed.
That old cheap plastic from Ace Hardware. I love Ace Hardware, but I couldn't do any better than that. We've actually taken that down. We do practice all the right procedures. We all wear a mask and all the right things, but that plastic came down except on one register because we know we want to respect people, and I'm fully in agreement that those who know they are at risk should step up to a higher level of protection, but it's their responsibility generally, not totally, but generally to do that. Stay home if you're really immune compromised or you're already, you know that you'll die if you get any infection, not just this one. Again, boost your immune system with vitamin D and the right things, but, you know, practice safe practices every single day. That doesn't apply to people like you and I as much. It just doesn't. Or kids who go back to school.
True.
And fear-mongering and hysteria is at a fever pitch, people. Fever pitch, and you cannot believe most of it. A little you might, but it's all been bent sideways, just like the article on WTVC-TV that about all the people who've been exposed or possibly exposed, or I mean, it was so vague, but yet the headline was not vague. The headline is what would shock somebody. In fact, a school teacher came to me and said, how dare schools open, 250 reported testing positive. No, she didn't read the next eight words, or possibly exposed. No. And you know, I'm going to have to stop here in a second because I'm getting on a rant here. But you know, the vitamin D, we know for a fact that if you have 30 nanogram or less vitamin D, when you get COVID, you have about a 90% chance of severe symptoms. When you have a vitamin D of over 40 nanograms when you get COVID, you have about a 92% of modest to less than modest symptoms.
Actually, I'm pushing for 50.
And 50 is what I want people to have. So I went online or went on social media. We're giving teachers free vitamin D along with healthcare workers from Nutrition World with proper ID. We've only given away two teachers, and we've given away a bunch of healthcare workers. However, we did just start the teacher thing, and they are getting ready for school. But I'm hoping that they will start piling in.
And you know what? The schools, I mean, people understand. I think people are well-educated now, so they can go to get their radiology. They can see their doctor, go to Nutrition World, go out to eat. And this is a relatively safe environment. I keep thinking, would we have done this at the start of flu season this year and say, you know, we just have to shut everything down?
No.
But we're going to be much better prepared. I can't wait to see what a light flu season we have.
Yeah, and it should be. And cold season. It won't affect allergies much, probably, but everything else it should. Well, it's time to take a break. When we come back, we're going to be talking a little bit more about the school openings and some about other health topics, like I want to talk a little about Vitamin K, a podcast that I did. I want to share something about this huge decal that I put on one of my employees' cars that I'm going to show you in a minute, Dr. Green. So we've got that plus more to come. For Dr. Green, I'm Ed Jones with Nutrition World, and stay with us.
We're all about healthy living and enjoying life. Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake. We'll be back after these messages. Welcome back to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back, and thank you for making us a part of your day. We are a radio show that's all about your health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and healthy living. I am Ed Jones with Nutrition World here in Chattanooga, back with my partner, Dr. Christopher Green. And, of course, the topic of the day, the topic of the month, the topic since March 12th. We know what it mostly is, and we're not going to talk totally about that. But because schools are getting ready to open, like in the next week in Georgia, I think it's worthy of a discussion because we do have people who are very, very outspoken and very direct about the fact that they think it's like the worst thing that's ever happened since I won't even say, but I truly believe that's a small minority. I think most people really feel that it's a reasonable step in the right direction using the right precautions. The thing is, the CDC is endorsing going back to school. The World Health Organization is certainly not against it. Most of the major organizations who study these numbers are in favor of going back because of these reasons. Most children do not spread it well. Most children, if they do get it, it's very mild to almost nothing. yes, you will always have a few casualties in anything. If they're going to have casualties staying at home as much as they would as going to school, and their mental state is being devastated along with the financial status of the parents who cannot hire people to watch, and so many parents can't work, and we're going to have an economic downfall even worse if these kids do not get back to school. You don't put kids in school for money, but when you look at the big picture, it is risk against benefit. The risk of it is far less than what some of the media is projecting. What's your opinion, Dr. Green?
Well, as far as the media goes, I agree. They make it sound like our entire population will die if we restart schools, but I tend to agree with the current administration that we need to restart the schools. You know, the American Academy of Pediatrics has said that the benefits, I think you were just saying the same thing, and I agree. The AAP has said the benefits of returning to school far outweigh the potential risk of COVID. And we've got good outlines on what to do to protect the kids. And the school systems know this. You know, the other day, out of curiosity, just a few days ago, actually, I was talking to my youngest, who was a cheerleader here in town. I was wondering, you see so much on, like I saw that the so many NFL players said they're scared to go back on the field, and so they're not going to play. I'm like, wait a minute. Okay, these are 300-pound men that run full speed into each other, and they're afraid of going to play because of this virus. That blew my mind. We can talk about it later if you want to, but I have not quite figured out the psychology of that yet, because I've seen some of the, you know, I did sports medicine for a while, and I've seen how large and strong and tough these people are. Blew my mind. Can't believe it. Now, the few I know that are still at that level, you know, the ones I know, which only two or three, are not scared at all. They're going to be fine. So I asked my daughter about school season and all that. She said, yeah, we're going to have the games. So, you know, planning the cheer as normal. You know, that is not, you can't social distance and cheer at the same time, not easily, you know, because, you know, they're paired up. And the games are going to go on. That's the plan for now, so we'll see what really happens. But I do agree with the kids going back to school, and for the most part, everything you said about the kids, there's always outliers. What we're going to hear on the news are the rare outlying cases, which are or can be devastating, and we hate to hear those cases, but they're the outlying cases, and like you said, even if you don't go back to school, you can still be at risk with life in general. When the parents go out, do stuff, they're in the community and come back, they could bring it back in to their children. So you can't ever totally get away from risk. There's always risk in life.
Absolutely. Well, it's a good perspective there, and thank you for that. And I know that some of the numbers that came out 2 days ago that says in Tennessee, 80% of all deaths are in the age group of 61 or over. You know, some people may or have accused me a couple times of, well, you know, you don't have children anymore. Yours are grown. So it's not really something that you can really feel the way we do because we have children. Well, guess what? I'm over 61. I'll be 63 in two more weeks. I am in the high risk group. If I go down because of this, I would never have hard feelings against anyone who is opening the city back up with common sense, because life is risky. I fly small airplanes very safely. I ride Harley Davidsons very safely. I take 72 vitamins a day. I've almost choked to death twice because of the damn pill. I could have died from being choked because of a pill. I weigh risk against benefit on every single thing I do. If anyone thinks that their life should be blessed with total safety, they are living in a fantasy world. So,
and if you think you're in complete control of that, you are disillusioned.
Exactly. That is exactly the other side of it. Yes, both. And being in total control or thinking your government should be in total control is just on the verge of insanity.
Which
to
also
me.
Seems to be one of the prevailing topics, that the government is designed to protect us from all harm, which is not my perception of government. Government is there to serve us, not the other way around.
Exactly.
You know, they're not there to protect us and meet all of my needs. No. Life, liberty, pursuit of happiness. You know, they're there to preserve my freedoms.
There you go. And so 80% of all deaths in Tennessee this past period of time was over age 61. 25% of all deaths in Tennessee were from nursing homes. So right there is the two groups of people that, if you're really worried about young people, it's the least worry. Yes, children are our most precious commodity. I am nowhere as important as my grandson is in the picture of future life. But I am willing to take the risk for me. I'm not going to be quarantined. The people, and I know you've seen this, Dr. Green, because people share things with you like they do me. The first 2 to 3 months, there was a lot of fear, as there is, still is some. Mm-hmm. But and people really kind of rallied sometimes once we get through the initial stage, and they were, you know, doing pretty dang well. It's now gotten to a point where it's starting to take a significant toll on the emotional state of certain people. And I have seen people who I never dreamed are on the verge of some kind of collapse, physical or emotional. And I know I'm not going to ask you this, but I know the numbers of people who are needing to, or feeling the need for medication just to survive the days is increasing. And a lot of people are simply, in fact, I have one person I know who was kind of quarantined for 4 months. They got the furlough money, and they were scared to death to get out. They're now having to go back to work, and it is such a readjustment. They simply can't blend with people yet. They're afraid.
You know, it's true, and I was remembering something you said in the past that, you know, I've talked about the fact that we have a culture of fear that's being thrust upon us, and I think with a lot of the propaganda that we hear, and it is inducing this mass fear, mass panic in the country and probably the world as well. But you said something in the months past during all of this that also you had either read or heard someone say that maybe it's not inducing the fear in us, but revealing the fear that was already there. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I don't know the answer to that question, but I do know that this level of fear, you know, from a doctor's standpoint, is detrimental. It is harmful to us. It's not only harmful to the country as a whole. I agree with you fully that shutting down all these businesses is harmful. The entire country, the entire population is being, except for a very small percentage, are being affected adversely by the financial impact of shutting down the country. It just is. And there's so many factors like the kids and the school. And I know I lost my last nurse because she had to get out of work because her daycare shut down.
Yep.
So, you know, that financially impacted her, and I watched it firsthand. You know, that is hurting everybody. But I'm still seeing a high level, you know, the level of fear is going down a little bit in my patients. Mm-hmm. Why? Because I'm talking to them. So I'm giving them good education, Yay. Sound advice, good statistics, and I'm giving a counterpoint. You know, but they have a counterpoint to what they're seeing on the news. That's me. And the people in the office are doing that. We're giving them sound advice, and they're going back out of the office, still being careful, mm-hmm. like they should, but without the same level of fear. And you're doing the same thing at Nutrition World for your customers, but the problem is there are even providers out there who are terrified, and they're not doing the same thing. But that is so detrimental for our people. We need to give them good sound advice and dispel a lot of this mm-hmm. terror. It's not just fear, it's terror.
I like the fact that you said counterpoint, because that we literally have about a 97% one-sided argument that's being projected on the public, and even people who are very intelligent, very smart, well-grounded, and even like if that's all I did was watch CNN, and I'm not saying Fox is any better. You watch the news every single day, you're going to be swayed. You are going to be brainwashed.
And think about this. I when the hurricane was coming through, I won't even say the name because that pronunciation is so funny. You know, and one of my kids was in the path of that thing, so we were communicating. Their main concern seemed to be that a hurricane is impacting areas that are hotspots for coronavirus, and that the rescuers are very scared about doing their job because of coronavirus. And I'm thinking, you know what? I'm thinking if they're letting me down from a helicopter to rescue someone, the last thing on my mind is going to be mm-hmm. transmission of coronavirus. But I'm going to be real scared for the helicopter, the wind, mm-hmm. any lightning, tornadoes, the water, and saving this person I'm going down to. It's an odd, you know, I think they have to. They're employed by whatever news mm-hmm. station. They have to read the prompter. I get that. But then you have to think, well, what is the purpose of this mass propaganda?
I wish I knew. I just don't know. And the thing is, like I have read a couple days ago, some of the things that decision-making-wise is just making me continue to question. Like there, and I don't know the details, but there's a home test kit now that is available. And what you do is... it is a spit test. It gives you the results within minutes. The FDA has now blocked it so that no one can purchase it. It is about 92% 92% accurate and not 99%.
Well, let me just go ahead and throw out, spit tests, for the most part, aren't going to be terribly accurate. We do, for instance, we have drug screens that are swabs. You have to leave the thing in there over 10 minutes.
Oh, really?
Right.
Okay.
So, you know, swabs for the nose, I've watched that some schools, I've watched colleges going back on the TV, and they're letting the students swab their nose. Well, you pretty much have to swab your brain stem to get this right. I mean, you know, they jab that thing way back. You know how that is. And so they're not doing it right. So I don't know. I'd like to read up on that if you can get me some of the white papers on it. But my thought is it's probably not the most sensitive or accurate test. Okay.
Well, so they may have good reasons. But the thing is, the British Medical Journal had came out this past week and talking about the number of researchers that are citing the role of processed foods that are driving up obesity that ultimately is causing many COVID deaths. And there was a word that they used I really like called veiled tactics. And there was a group of supposed, public servant groups that was using donuts, offering smiles to people in regard to COVID. Well, that's donuts. Let's see.
Increase obesity and blunt your immune system.
Yeah, because the second study came out, mild obesity doubles the risk for COVID complications because you have a 3 times risk of blood clots in the lungs if you're mildly obese.
Well, Ed, that's a medical risk factor. Think about it. Obesity, insulin resistance, diabetes. Yep. Usually you have a dyslipidemia, you know, high cholesterol or triglycerides, or you have a higher likelihood. My goodness, of course, that's just like, duh.
It's
going to be a bad idea. And by the way, thinking of the tests, for us at the office, if somebody's sick, we have plenty of places, 4 places that I know of, maybe 5, that are doing the acute testing. And all of our offices, I've had so many of my patients just doing routine tests say, hey, can you test me for immunity? You know what? We have PCR tests for infection, and we've got IgG, IgM, IgA antibody tests for people that want to know the answers.
Good.
It's so easy to do, and people can go see their provider in CHI and get that information. So let's get people accurate information and not information driven by fear designed to terrorize.
They're designed with some agenda in the background, and I don't know what that is. Nutrition World will be doing blood testing on the last Friday of each month, as we always do. This past Friday, Dr. Green, it was a week ago today, we had them lined up down, 9 days. They were lined up practically out the door. We've never had so many people get blood testing.
That was for COVID testing?
No, none of that was. Now, next month.
Just health.
Okay. And so what I'm saying I've never seen a time in my 42-year history that I've seen more elevation of self-care practices in people than I've ever seen the past 3 months.
And I'm having to tell people, too. You know, we had our gym shut down. We all backed off our health. I mean, we did. I did, too, just a bit. Mm-hmm. And couldn't find the foods I was looking for until Nutrition World helped with the bison and whatnot. So I'm encouraging people to do the same thing, and they're doing it because they already were doing it before they walked in my door. They are health conscious right now. They understand the need after all this for health.
They truly understand the need.
And they're trying. They're really doing a great job. And that is a benefit from all of this. Mm-hmm. But that's not a reaction in fear. That is a reaction saying, I'm going to better myself, lessen my risk. Which is the way you look at a mask and gloves. They don't prevent infection, but you lower your risk somewhat. You know, it's a good practice. Nothing wrong with that, but do it because it's the right thing to do and you're lessening your risk, not because you're terrified. It's a totally different mindset. And I tell you what, you're going to be a lot happier that way.
Oh, bingo. That's great. Hey, it's time to take a break. When we come back, we'll be having Dr. Green's spiritual moment. We've got that plus more to come. For Dr. Green, I'm Ed Jones with Nutrition World, and stay with us.
You're listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake. We'll be back after these messages. Welcome back to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back, and thank you for making us a part of your day. If you're always on the move, download the free radio.com app to your smartphone or tablet and keep us tuned in each Sunday morning right here, 98.1 The Lake. We are a radio show that's all about your health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and healthy living. I'm Ed Jones with Nutrition World here in Chattanooga, back with my partner, Dr. Green, and we always look forward to Dr. Green's spiritual moment.
Thank you, Ed. And the Spiritual Moment is brought to you again by Silverdale Baptist Church. If you would like to learn more about Silverdale, just visit their website, SilverdaleBC.com, SilverdaleBC.com, or just download their app, which is free for Android or iPhone. Now, in a lot of our spiritual moments, we've talked about freedom from anxiety, which is a topic that's important to me. But today, we're going to talk about a kindred topic, forgiveness. In his book, Forgive and Forget, Dr. Lewis Smeeds writes, "Revenge never evens the score, for alienated people never keep score of wrongs by the same mathematics. Forgiveness is the only way to stop the cycle of unfair pain turning in your memory." Now, Jesus, speaking to a Pharisee in Luke chapter 7, verses 44 through 47, said, "Do you see this woman? I came into your house. You did not give me any water for my feet, but she wet my feet with her tears and wiped them with her hair. You did not give me a kiss, but this woman, from the time I entered, has not stopped kissing my feet. Therefore, I tell you, her many sins have been forgiven, as her great love has shown. But whoever has been forgiven little loves little." Now think about what it means to us to forgive another person. Forgiveness is a decision to let go. It means that you no longer allow someone else to cause you bitterness, resentment, anger, or pain. God wants you to be at peace, fearless, full of faith, hope, and love. He does not want you to be full of anxiety or full of anger. But now, forgiveness does not mean you will not remember the hurt. Forgiveness does not mean that you excuse someone else's behavior. Forgiveness does not mean you condone another person's actions. Forgiveness does not mean that a relationship must continue. Forgiveness is necessary to begin the healing process, however. Well, Dr. Smeed's conclusion is that forgiveness is love's toughest work and love's biggest risk. Well, let me conclude with a verse from Ephesians chapter 4, verse 32, which reminds us that we have been forgiven of more than we will ever need to forgive. "Be kind and compassionate to one another, forgiving each other, just as in Christ God forgave you." And that little talk about forgiveness is your spiritual moment for the day. Ed?
Great message for the ending almost of this show. We only have a couple minutes left. I want to make a really fast comment I have not told you about real quick, because I want to update you next week on this. I was at Loopy's Pizza, which is my favorite place in Chattanooga for pizza.
Loopy's?
The one on East Brainerd Road.
Okay.
Walked out of there last Sunday. There's a suntan place next door, and it said on the glass, suntan, this, and also said red light therapy. So I was so intrigued. Went in there and asked about it. I had read a little bit about red light therapy. Ben Grinfield and Dave Asprey, who are two of the most popular podcasters in the country, have two podcasts on it when I went back and looked. What you do is you stand in this kind of like a suntan bed, get exposed to this certain wavelength of this very, very intense red light, not a heat lamp, and it's going to burn body fat and build collagen. So you know me, my middle name is Guinea Pig, so I have signed up. I've done my first session, and I'm going to do several others, and I'm taking pictures of my stomach to see if there's a change with the red light therapy. Interesting stuff. It is at a place called Day at the Spa. Day at the Spa on East Brainerd Road.
You're going to have to give us an update on how that works.
I'm going to. It's pretty
cool. But don't change your workout for it.
Nope. I'm not. Okay. Well, I can't work out any harder. I'm about to kill myself.
All right.
So we'll see. And, you know, skin-wise, I felt really tight after. I'll tell you. It was almost like a mini facelift or something. All right, my friend. That does it for this week's edition of Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial, 98.1 The Lake. It is a production from the Whitfield Media Group and website by Avalon Design Studio. Thank you for listening. We'll be back here next week for a radio show that's all about your healthy living. For Dr. Christopher Green from CHI Memorial, I'm Ed Jones from Nutrition World in Chattanooga at nutritionw.com on the internet. Have a healthy and safe and calm day. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening to another edition of Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake with Ed Jones and Dr. Christopher Green. Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake, is a production of Whitfield Media Group. Join us next Sunday morning at 9 a.m. and have a great weekend.